a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 49 Speed. Degrees.
Still seeing delays on I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We're following a developing story on KSL News Radio. The Ukrainian ambassador is testifying before the House impeachment inquiry.
Sean Michael Lyle has the latest on this developing story live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is before the House committee about the July call between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. William Taylor had said in a text exchange in September with other diplomats he thought aid was being withheld to help a political campaign. President Trump, meanwhile, tells Fox News the Democrats' impeachment inquiry is political.
They look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily.
But Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says it's the president who's playing campaign politics.
Vital military assistance would be withheld for such a patently political reason. For the reason of serving the president's reelection campaign.
Both Presidents Trump and Zelensky said there was no pressure to investigate in their July phone call in order to release military aid. Elsewhere, 95-year-old former President Jimmy Carter hospitalized after another fall at his Georgia home, suffering a minor pelvic fracture. President Carter fell at home 2 weeks ago, requiring stitches over his eye. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.